June 1-7, compiled by Dave Humphrey from the archived newspapers held at the Cranbrook History Center and Archives. 1918. Impounded animals. A number of animals have been impounded in the city pound during the week. There will be others to follow unless the owners take some precaution to prevent cattle and horses straying at large in the city. An apology. Owing to a sudden reduction in the Herald staff, we are only able to publish 3 pages of the Herald this week. Our plans to have our new linotype machine operator arrive last week were not realized, and without any operators we are literally stranded. It is chiefly due to the kindness of Mr. L.D. Sullivan, who came to our rescue, that we have been able to publish the present, abbreviated issue. Our new operator is expected to arrive this week, so we hope to publish the Herald next week as usual. We know that we can rely on the patience and generosity of our subscribers to overlook our shortcomings this time. It is but of the experience of war to which we must all accustom ourselves and attune our methods to the new conditions. Kane, Edwards. The manse on Fenwick Avenue was the scene of a very pretty though quiet wedding when William John Kane of Kingsgate and Melissa Irene Edwards of Pendleton, Oregon, were united in marriage by the Reverend Hillis Wright. The young couple propose spending their honeymoon in Spokane, Washington, after which they will make their home at Toronto, Ont. Where Mr. Kane is an instructor in telegraphy to the Flying Corps in the Canadian Forces. Starrett, Borgstrom. The home of Mr. and Mrs. D. Starrett was the scene of a pretty wedding on Monday, June 3, when their daughter Martha Geneva became the bride of Christopher G. Borgstrom. The bride was gowned in white crepe silk with veil and orange blossoms and carried a bouquet of cream roses. She was attended by Miss Ella Gilpin, who was also dressed in white silk, while the groom was supported by Wilfred Starrett. A number of friends and relatives of the bride and groom witnessed the ceremony and partook of the dainty refreshments. The happy couple were the recipients of many beautiful gifts. Auto Meet. Cranbrook District Auto Association will hold their annual meet at Green Bay on Wednesday afternoon, June the 19th, and will take the form of a basket picnic with a big dance in the evening. Full particulars in next week's Herald. Bikes across the country. Geo. A. Storm of Vancouver, BC was through Spokane this week on a coast-to-coast trip with a bicycle. Mr. Storm furnishes his own motor power, and is expecting to claim a $1,000 wager when he gets to Halifax, NS, providing he makes the trip on the same set of tires he started out with. Mr. Storm came by way of Seattle and took the train through Snoqualmie Pass. Mr. Storm registered on the visitor's book at the office of the Inland Auto Association in the Empire State Building Tuesday. Mr. Storm arrived in Cranbrook Monday evening last and left for the East on Wednesday. Police Court News. Paul Lugas, an Austrian, was arrested by Chief of Police Hersey on Friday. Last for not reporting, he was charged before Police Magistrate John Leask, for that being an alien of enemy nationality he did neglect to observe, fulfill and comply with the requirements of the regulations respecting aliens of enemy nationality. The accused admitted that he reported in Edmonton 2 years ago, but since coming to BC he had not troubled to report. Magistrate Leask pointed out that this was a serious offence at such times as the present. Aliens were allowed every consideration to carry on their business, earn good wages, and live in perfect peace. In return, they were merely asked to report once a month. Even this seemed to be too much trouble for the accused. The maximum penalty for not reporting was a fine of $500 and in addition 6 months' imprisonment. However, he would not impose the full penalty as it appeared the accused was a good worker, but would fine Lugas $100 or in default of payment 6 months' imprisonment with hard labor. The fine was paid. Report for duty. Roy Proctor and Hugh Woods left on Sunday to report for military duty. Mr. J.F. McAdam, the late bookkeeper at P. Burns & Company, left on Saturday for Lethbridge Alta. Fishing guest. Mr. H. Supple and Mr. Pete of Calgary were weekend guests of Mr. and Mrs. George Hogarth at Premier Lake. Mr. Supple was fortunate in landing the only fish caught during the holidays, a 7-pounder. A large crowd of fishermen were camped at Premier Lake last weekend, but the weather was stormy and the big fish were not in evidence. Invermeer News. English newspapers lately to hand place Captain E.H.H. Carlyle of Spillamashane amongst the missing. As a private individual, Mr. Carlyle was a large rancher at Spillamashane, a little settlement to the north of this place. He left here for the old country in 1914, shortly after the declaration of the war, for the purpose of joining up. He is the only son and heir of Sir Hildred Carlyle MP, and of Lady Carlyle, of England, a gentleman who a little over a year ago, made a bequest of £100,000 to Bedford Ladies' College of London, England, as a memorial to his late mother. In addition to his other agricultural interests, Captain E.H. Carlyle has a large farm near Wetaskiwin, Alberta. Private Ronald Cummings, who enlisted in Revelstoke in 1914, joining the 54th Battalion and who was severely wounded on more than one occasion, has been in here visiting old friends. He is on his way to Victoria to be passed up by the medical board. Elko News. For several weeks, Mrs. Longworth, who has been in charge of Elko's Rural Temple of Learning, and the scholars have been busy making articles for sale at the bazaar, which was held in the post office block, June the 3rd, the King's birthday, for the benefit of the Belgian Children's Relief Fund. The receipts were $75. County Court, R.F. Davis versus James White. This case came up for hearing before His Honor Judge Thompson on Thursday. Davis claimed for price of goods sold to White for his own use, and part for the use of a man named Stewart. White admitted his indebtedness for goods supplied to him, but denied that he was liable for the goods supplied to Stewart. After hearing the evidence and arguments of counsel, His Honor reserved judgment. W.A. Nisbet appeared for the plaintiff, G.J. Sproul for the defendant. Fort Steele Townsite. Notice is hereby given by the undersigned, acting under the provisions of the Highway Act Amendment Act, 1917, that North Star Avenue, Fort Steele Townsite, from the southwest boundary line of Rocky Mountain Avenue to the northeast boundary line of Galbraith Avenue, is hereby discontinued and closed to traffic, and 66 feet, adjoining to the south of the said North Star Avenue is open to traffic in lieu thereof, in accordance with plan registered at the Land Registry Office, Kamloops, J. H. King, Minister of Public Works. Victoria, B.C., the 20th of May 1918. D.A. K. Leaving. Mr. D.A. K. left on Saturday for Medicine Hat, where he will stay for a week, prior to taking a trip east to attend the convention of the Canadian Press Association in Toronto. He will be accompanied on his trip east by his brother Mr. T.H.K. of Medicine Hat. Mr. K. has accepted a position on the staff of the Medicine Hat Daily News, and will on his return take up his new duties. He was well known in the social and musical circles, and especially in connection with the Parker's Orchestra, of which he was a member. Fish Story, W.A. Nisbet with Judge Thompson and Messrs. Williams and Keir motored to Premier Lake on Tuesday, returning the following day. Judge Thompson brought home a 12-pounder, and there are stories in circulation about an enormous fish he didn't land. Marysville News. Jimmy Miller has received notice to report at Willows Camp, Victoria, for military duty. Mrs. B. Keir recently donated $50 to the St. Dunstan's Home for Blind Soldiers. The money was the proceeds of a raffle for a purebred Ayrshire calf.